Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the word.
Hallelujah. Yet again, I want to make you welcome into this fellowship this evening, for logging in, for finding the time, setting a time aside to be in the presence of the Most High God. May the Lord richly bless you for your time. And may every, as a matter of fact, it's not your time, it is his time. Hallelujah. And you have spent it wisely. You have spent it wisely because you are a steward of his time. Hallelujah. May the Lord richly bless you for that. And this evening, I just want us to share about what I have called how to face the future. How to face the future. Because right now, we are at a point where everybody is confused about what's happening, what's going to happen. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. As a matter of fact, it's only God who knows that. But in most cases, when there are a lot of uncertainties, we tend to fall into, fits of anxiety, and people are confused all over the place. But we as Christians need to face the future in a different way, because we have got a God who has already lived the future. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Never forget that. Before we even existed, he already knows how our lives will end. He has already lived tomorrow. So for us, whilst we are scared we cannot be scared of tomorrow if we have got a God who has lived tomorrow. You understand? The people who are scared of tomorrow are those who do not have their hope in a God like we have. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, a very, very common scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. The Bible says God has plans. God has plans. God is a God of plans. He has got good plans. The plans he has for you are good. You understand? Child of God, you need to know that God has got plans for you. He has got plans for you. How do we know that? We know that as parents, those of us who are parents right now, you have got plans for your children. You plan that. You care for them even before they happen to come, even before they are born. We know that, especially in this country, you begin to prepare for them. People prepare nurseries for them. They put beds there, everything. They are preparing for this baby because they are parents. They love their children and they have good plans for them. So the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 29 that God has a plan. He has good plans for you. Not just plans, but a good plan for you. A good plan for your life. Hallelujah. His plans are to prosper you, not to harm you. I can decree and declare that the future will not harm you. In the future, you will not be harmed. Beginning today and tomorrow and the day after, you're not going to be harmed. No. Because you have got a God who loves you. The plans he has, he says, they are the plans to give you a hope, to give you a future. There is hope. We cannot face the tomorrow hopelessly. We cannot be hopeless. We've got to face it with faith, because our Father who art in heaven, you have got a Father who art in heaven. You know, most of us find it even difficult to identify with God as our Father. He is our Father. He cares for us. He plans for us. And therefore, he has already seen tomorrow through for us. Amen. And his plans, the plans of men will fail, but the plans of God never fail. Hallelujah. Psalm 33 verse 11 says, the plans of God stand forever. The plans of God, they stand forever. Did you hear that? The plans that God has for you are cemented. Nothing can change them. The good plans he has for you, they are good. Nobody can change them. No demon, no devil. No. You are secure because your Father is God. Your Father is God. Your father is not a president of any country. Your father is not a prince of any. Right now, all those highly exalted guys, you know, are all wandering in their offices. They don't even know what to tell the people regarding the pandemic. But guess what? Your father in heaven knows. Your father in heaven has got a solution. Hallelujah. And even in this season, even in this pandemic, you are going to sail through because he has got good plans for you. That's why we're going to face the future, you know, in a different way. We're going to face the future with hope. We're going to face the future with faith in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I want to draw your attention to Deuteronomy chapter 31. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, we come to a point where Moses is 120 years. And he stands at this point of leading the children of Israel into the promised land. But he realizes that his days are numbered. He realizes that his days are numbered and he has got to pass on the baton. I wish, you know, as leaders of today would borrow a leaf from Moses, knowing that, you know, your time is done. It's now time to hand over. So he's handing over the mandate to Joshua. And he's telling the children of Israel as well, telling them, assuring them that their future is bright. Because at this moment, they were confused. They didn't know what to do. They were at this place about to cross over the Red to the other side of the promise. But they were scared. The future was uncertain. And especially, the situation even becomes more uncertain when there's a change of leadership. This is a man who has brought them from Egypt up until this point, and now he's telling them that he's handing them over to another guy. You can imagine. Even as if somebody has been driving you from, say, let's say you're going to Scotland and you have been being driven by somebody, and then after some time he says, you know what, guys, I am tired. Now I'm going to hand over to this guy. You know, there is a sense of trepidation because you don't know how this other guy drives. You have been used to this. Moses now is telling you Joshua is going to take you over. So in this portion of scripture, he's assuring them that their future is guaranteed. That your future is guaranteed, that God is already taken care of them. Hallelujah. You'll read the rest of the chapter by yourself. But let's read a few scriptures out of it as we plow on regarding facing our future. Hallelujah. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Are you there? If you're not there, you can write down, but it's very good that whenever we meet, we have our Bibles so we can follow along. Amen. So in verse 1, the Bible says, so Moses continued to speak these words to all Israel. And he said to them, I am now 120 years old today. I am no longer able to go out and to come in. It says, the Lord has said to me, you shall not go over this Jordan. But the Lord your God himself will go over before you. Did you hear that? The Lord your God himself will go over before you. He will go over before you regarding your future, regarding tomorrow. He will go over before you. Do you understand? Today is the ninth. For those of you who come from Uganda, happy independence. You know? Yeah, it's the ninth today, but tomorrow is the tenth. Guess what? God has already gone ahead of us on the tenth. That is the mentality a Christian must have. You as a child of God, knowing that your God has already gone ahead of you tomorrow. And if I know that God has already gone ahead of me tomorrow, guess what? I will face tomorrow without any fear. There's this song which they say, because you live, I can face tomorrow. You know? I am confident that my God has already gone ahead of me. And if he has already gone ahead of me, therefore I must not fear. I must not face the future with fear. This is what he says. He has gone ahead of you. Not only has he gone ahead of you, he continues to say, he will destroy these nations before you. He goes ahead of us. He's like an advance party. He goes to clear the way for us. He goes to defeat the things that, you know, are staring us in the face on our behalf. He is going ahead of you. And he says, he will destroy these nations before you so that you shall dispossess them. In other words, do you hear what he's saying there? He's saying he's gonna go ahead of us to destroy the nations before us. But guess what? In his destroying them, he leaves something for us to do, to dispossess, to push over. So he does the hard work. He's gonna do the hard work for you. So that for you, when you come the next day, it's just pushing over, just push over, push over, push over. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah. And then he said to Joshua, and he said, Joshua will go ahead of you, as the Lord has spoken in verse 4. And the Lord will do to them as he did. The Lord will do to them. He's bringing testimony. You know, for us to face the future, we need to remember what God has done for us in the past. Hallelujah. We need to be students of history, students of yesterday. We need to be people who remember. A people who do not remember what God has done for them in the past are a people who will fear that God will not be with them in the future. Because if you know that God has been with you in the past, why should you doubt that he will be with you in the future? So he reminds them and says, the Lord in verse 4, the Lord will do to them, to the situations, whatever it is that is, you know, is in your space, as he did to Shihon or to Sihon and to Og and the kings of the Amorites and to their land when he destroyed them. In verse 5, and the Lord will give them over to you. He will give them to you. There are things that God is going to give you in the future. Tomorrow, you don't have them today, but he's already taken care of them. He's going to grant them to you. Hallelujah. And he says, and you shall do to them according to the whole commandment that I have commanded you. Verse 6, he said, therefore, be strong and courageous. Be what? Be strong and courageous. Child of God, as we face this pandemic, as we face the issues around us, shall we be strong and courageous as we face tomorrow? We need to be courageous. We need to be strong. Do not fear. Once you turn on the news, you will hear all sorts of things. Do not believe everything that you hear. There are facts, yes, but the truth is that God has already gone ahead of you tomorrow. There is a God who is above the virus. There is a God who is above the depression. There is a God who is above everything that is at stake in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And guess what? He has already gone ahead of you. Hallelujah. He says, be strong and courageous. Verse 6, do not fear. Child of God, do not fear tomorrow. Your tomorrow is secure. Your tomorrow is settled. You have a Father who has already taken care of that. Therefore, if you had trepidation and you know you were in this pain, in this state of fear, I command you to get out of it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Stop comparing yourself to what happened to the other people, to the other person. It will not come near your camp in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. You are not them, they are not you. You are special, you are a child of God, and God has taken care of your future in Jesus' mighty name. Therefore, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be afraid of what is coming tomorrow. Hallelujah. He says, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. And he says he continues, he says, he will not leave you or forsake you. God has not brought you this far to leave you or forsake you. Are you a student, you know, in school and wondering what's going to happen next? Do not fear. God has not brought you to this place to leave you. Hallelujah. The assignments are staring you in the face. But in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, God has already gone ahead of you. You understand? Are you an employee or a worker who is fearing about what's going to happen next? Oh, the job, the recession is coming. Oh, we are entering into another lockdown. Oh, we are entering into another wave. What's going to happen to my job? Not yours. In Jesus' mighty name, you are not going to lose your job in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Especially if you have been a tither, if you have been a giver to the Lord, you are secure in the Jesus' mighty name. He has already gone ahead of you. Do you understand? Be strong and courageous, because he will not leave you alone. He will not forsake you. Our God is not one who forsakes. No, that is not his mode of operation. Hallelujah. Verse 8. It says, it is the Lord your God who goes before you. It is God. I'm saying it is God, the God who created the universe, the God who counts, who knows this, the number of the stars, who calls them by name. That God is the one who has gone ahead of you. He has gone ahead of you. And he will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Therefore, do not fear or be dismayed. Do you understand? So number one, this is how we are going to face the future or tomorrow. We are going to face tomorrow. We are going to face the future with confidence. With what? With confidence. The devil will try left, center, and right to come and derail your confidence. Your confidence in him, in God. Your confidence in the word. But we are confident in him. Hallelujah. 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 This is what Paul says. Paul writes this, as I say to you in Jesus' mighty name, in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. If you have a pen, write it down. It is a very important scripture for you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Write it down. I don't see writing. Write it down. Write it down. Write it down. Yeah. Go ahead and write it down. Yeah. He says, what does he say? He says, I am sure of this. I can log off and just go right now. He says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you, he will bring it to completion God does not start things and leave them halfway. He does not leave them half-baked. I am confident. That is what Paul says. You need to be confident, child of God, that if God started this, he will accomplish it. Hallelujah. Many people today are faced with frustration, with doubt, but not you. You need to be confident that what God started in you, he will finish it. As a matter of fact, you need to see the end of it. You need to see the end of it. If you are going back to a student, if you are studying, begin to see yourself graduating. If it is a marriage that you are believing for, begin to see your wedding. Whatever it is, begin to see the end of it, because it is already finished. God does not start what he has not yet finished. God does not start what he has not yet finished. He's not like a man who reach in the middle and run short of materials. No, he is God. He is God. So you, as a believer, you can now place your confidence in God and depend on him. You place your confidence in him and depend on him. Others trust in horses and chariots, the Bible says, but for us, we trust in God. Hallelujah. Depend on him. Depend on him. Why? Because God never fails. Psalm 37 verse 3 says, write it down. Psalm 37 verse 3. He says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Just trust in him. Just be confident in him. Just trust him means be confident in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to face tomorrow with confidence. Number two, we are going to face tomorrow with commitment. Commitment. We're going to be committed. We're going to commit. How are we going to be committed? We are going to commit our way unto the Lord. That is in Psalm 37, verse 5. Write that down. Commit your way to the Lord, he says, and trust in him, and he will act. Do you know what activates God? What activates God is your trust in him and your faith in him. Faith activates. Psalm 37, verse 3. Verse 5. It says, commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will bring that dream to pass. You will bring that whatever you are pursuing to pass because you have committed to Him. You have committed your ways to Him. In other words, you are not doing things your own way. You are dependent on Him. Hallelujah. Many people try to cope with life, with the challenges of life in their own strength. At times you ask people, we normally ask people, oh, we haven't seen you in fellowship for a long time. We haven't seen you, you know, in church for a long time. And you say, you have no idea. I've been dealing with many things. You have been dealing with many things. The best way to deal with things is to be in the presence of the Lord, my friend. You cannot deal with them on your own. The more you try to deal with them, the more you delay them, the more you even make them worse. You cannot have been, I didn't have time to pray because I've been dealing with a few things. Wow. 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 How dare you say that? You have got the audacity to deal with stuff? You can't. The best way to deal with stuff is to run to God. Run to Him and, oh my goodness, run to Him. If you try to do them on your own, you will fail. You will fall. You understand? Human power is finite. Human power is limited. That's why we lift up our hands to God and say, in surrender. So, Lord, I can't do it. Without you, I am nothing. I need your help. Child of God, we must surrender all our wills to God. We commit them to God. And then we become totally yielded to His will. We become yielded. So next time there is a fellowship, next time there is prayer, and you don't say that you are sorting. I'm sorting a few things out. Then after I've sorted them, I will come to God. What? That is laughable. Do you even have tomorrow? He's the one who has tomorrow, and you are saying, I'm going to sort this first. And then you see, Jesus Christ, when He was calling those, you remember that story where somebody wanted to follow Him. And He said, but wait, you know, I want to first go and bury my father, and then I will come and follow. Jesus said, you cannot do that. If you want to follow me, you follow me. Let the dead bury their dead. Jesus sounded as though he was callous. No, he was teaching a principle, saying that you cannot leave God on the side and say, I'm going to first deal with this, and then I'll come back to God. Wow, God is the one who can sort everything out. If you have Him, everything will be sorted. We know the story of Jairus. Jairus' daughter is sick to the point of death, and he's walking with Jesus to his home. As they are on their way, they are interrupted by a woman who with the issue of blood. They are interrupted, and Jesus Christ almost forgets about Jairus, and now he's concentrating on this girl, on this lady. And if it was Jairus, if it was some of us, we would have left. Would have said, this guy's. I thought he had me at heart. But it looks he's been diverted and would have walked away without a miracle. As a matter of fact, people came to him and said, what are you doing? You're wasting time with this man. Your daughter is already dead. But Jesus says, no. Do not fear. You have me. I have me. You have me. As long, even though the situation is dead, you have the resurrection. You have the resurrection. So what is the message here? We need to commit our ways to God. To commit our will to God and let Him have His way. We can depend on His infinite wisdom. We can depend on His infinite power. We can depend on Him. Even when the things have gone from bad to worse, He has got the power of reviving them. He has got the power of breathing life into them. He gives His power to those who are totally committed to Him. The Bible says, cast your burdens unto Him. Cast your burdens unto Him. Hallelujah. Because He's the only one who is able to carry them through for us. Amen. So, number one, we are going to face tomorrow with what? With confidence. Number two, we are going to face tomorrow with what? With commitment. And number three, we are going to face tomorrow with cheerfulness. We are going to be cheerful. Hallelujah. Be cheerful. Even in this season, be cheerful. Let us be cheerful. Hallelujah. Psalm 37 verse 4, he says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will do what? He will give you the desires of your heart when you delight in him. When you rejoice in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. Job 22 verse 26, he said, for then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. When you delight yourself in him, you lift up your face to him, you are smiling to him. And when you are smiling to him, let's guess what? You are unlocking blessings. He says, oh my God, this kid, this young lady is joyful even in this season. Dispatch blessings for her. Dispatch the desires of her heart. Philippians chapter 3 verse 1, Paul says to the Philippians, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. In chapter 4 verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. The key word there is always. We do not only rejoice in the Lord when things are good. No, always. Even in this season, we need to be cheerful. We face tomorrow with cheer. We face tomorrow with delight. He says, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say, rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 3. Hallelujah. Are you there, child of God? Many Christians think negatively. They dwell on the gloomy side of life. You cannot dwell on the gloomy side of life and be cheerful at the same time. You understand? You have got to be on the positive side of life. Think positive, think positive, think positive. The reason you end up into the depression of this, and now we are entering into winter, where there's not even a ray of sun. You find people looking like winter. You enter the bus or the train, everybody is looking like winter. Nobody is laughing, nobody is smiling, nobody, there's no cheer at all. Because it is we are negative. The sky is overcast, your face is overcast, your heart is overcast. How are you going to succeed in tomorrow? You can't. You've got to think positive, child of God. Think positive. Dwell on the positivity of life. Get out of the captivity of negativity. Hallelujah. We must think positively. We must look. We must go around looking for the good around us. Look for the good around you. Even in this season, there is something good around you. Look for it. Do not just dwell on the negative and the ugly. No. Look around. Look quite well. You will find that there is good around you. Hallelujah. And listen, we will be able to win others to Christ even when we are positive in a negative situation. Guess what? They will begin to come to you and say, how come you have a smile all the time? Even when we are going through thick and thin, you are smiling. And guess what you will tell them? I have got a solution. And they will think it's like a food or it's like a drink. And they say, what is it? I have got Jesus in me. Hallelujah. I have got Jesus in me. He cares for me. Guess what? You are already evangelizing. That is preaching already. Do you understand? Why? Because people begin to... have you ever wondered how some people are always gregarious or happy when even situations, everything is falling around them, everything around them is falling like dominoes? They still have a smile on their face. Child of God, face tomorrow with a smile. Face tomorrow with a cheer. Cheer up. Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up. Get into a room and let it shine because you have come. And you have come with hope. Tell the people it's going to be well. Tell your co-workers it's going to be well. We are going to come out of this shining. This too shall pass. Be a voice of encouragement. But do not wallow with them in worries, in anxiety, in fear. Be different. Face tomorrow differently. Hallelujah. In your place, in your school, at your place of work, in your family. Be gregarious. Let us be cheerful. Let us put on cheer. Let us face tomorrow with cheer. Hallelujah. Number four. Number one was what? If you remember. We face tomorrow with confidence. Number two. Number three. Cheerfully. The last one, as we finish, we need to face tomorrow courageously. Courageously. Face tomorrow courageously. Be courageous. Courageous, courage, courage. Being courageous is being bold, being strong. And this is what Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 1, verse 20. He says, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. He is ready to face tomorrow by courage, through courage, whether it is by death or life. Courageous. Hallelujah. Let your forehead become like a flint rock. You are coming. There's a barrier, but you say, come on, by. I'm going to pass through here. Be whatever it is. I am courageous. I'm going to come. We are coming in Jesus' mighty name. There are things that will stare us in the face. We need to stare them back in the face with courage in Jesus' mighty name. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. The mountains have got to give way. The Apostle Paul was faced with life. The Apostle Paul faced life courageously. He was able to cope with adversity through the power of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Now, when I say that tomorrow is gonna be okay, I'm not saying it's gonna be devoid of adversity. There will be adversity. There will be mountains to climb, but we climb them courageously. We face them courageously. We face them courageously. When others are shying away, for us, we face them. We are not going to be like rivers which meander around obstacles. No, we are going to face those obstacles head on. Have you ever seen sheep fighting? We say, you hit the head on whatever is facing you. Your head, you turn your head into a flint rock. That's what Jesus. That's what the Bible talks about. I think it was talking about. Is it Jeremiah? He says, "I'm turning your face in like a flint. I'm making your face like a flint." That's when you face those people, you will not be afraid of them, because your face is like a rock. Hallelujah. Because guess what? It's no longer your face, it's the face of Jesus Christ, as long as you have courage in you. We must face the future with courage. Christ will go with us and before us as we walk and witness for him. As we walk and witness for him, as we believe in him, he will go ahead of us. He has already promised to go ahead of us. Child of God, if you shall follow those and put them on your sleeve and put them on, you know, all the time you go out, you put them in your back pocket, you carry them with you, you're going to face tomorrow, and you're going to come out in a different way from the people around you, from your colleagues, from your friends, from your family. You're going to be a person whom the people will be clinging to and saying, how have you done it? And you're going to say, I have done it confidently, I have done it committedly, I have done it cheerfully, and I have done it courageously. Close those eyes and let me pray for you right now, wherever you are. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I commend your children into your hands, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, as we stand here, King of Kings, we stand facing a future that is uncertain. But King of Kings, you are the God who has already gone ahead of us, and you know what tomorrow holds. Father, we put our lives in you, King of Kings. We put our hope in you. Others may trust in horses and chariots, but ours is in you, my Father God. Our hope is in you, King of Kings. Because you live, because you are a God who has lived tomorrow, we are confident that King of Kings is going to be well with us. We are facing tomorrow with confidence. We are going to be confident in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living. And we commit our ways unto yours, into your hand. Father, that we will not do things in our own ways. That King of Kings will depend on you, my Father God. And Father, we choose to be cheerful even in this season. Nothing shall put out the light on our faces. We shall keep on shining, my Father God. We shall keep on smiling, Lord. We shall be cheerful, and King of Kings, we shall be agents of cheer. Wherever we go, we shall take cheer. We shall take happiness, my Father. We shall light rooms. We shall light lives with the cheerfulness that you have given us, my Father, because we are rest assured that you are with us. And Father, we are putting on boldness. We're going to face tomorrow with boldness, with courage. face on in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We will not fear, because King of Kings, you have promised that you have gone ahead of us and you will be with us. You will not leave us. Just like you were with the children of Israel, you went with them with a pillar of cloud, my Father, ahead of them, and a pillar of fire behind them. Be our rear guard and go ahead of us in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And Father, I come against the spirit of fear. If there's anybody on this line or watching later that you have a spirit of fear, of trepidation about tomorrow, I break it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I pray that God fills you with the courage to face tomorrow, the confidence to face tomorrow, the commitment to face tomorrow, and the cheerfulness to face tomorrow. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody shouts, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering. Give him a clap offering. Bandere broshikara bandere.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website, www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time, God bless.